Gospel Contemplation for the Second Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's scripture is from the first chapter of the Gospel according to John. Music is Headwaters by Chad Crouch in the public domain. If you're unfamiliar with Ignatian contemplation, you can find an introduction on the Contemplation webpage. This week's scripture is particularly rich, so I want to emphasize that if at any point during the guided prayer you feel like you want to stay where you are, turn the audio off and do that. You can always turn it back on when you're ready to move on, or simply continue praying where you feel drawn. If you get distracted during the contemplation, gently return yourself to the scene. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. Ask God for the grace to know and express to God what you are looking for. John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they went and saw where Jesus was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they went and saw where Jesus was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The gospel passage starts with John the Baptist standing with two of his disciples. The context from the text previous to this one says that this took place where John was baptizing. Can you see them in your imagination standing near the river? Can you see the river? Hear it flowing by? Take some time to take in the surroundings, the countryside, the birds, the sunshine or clouds, the heat of the day. John stands by the river with two disciples. Perhaps you are one of them. The other might be Andrew, as the text says, or it might be one of your friends. Why are you standing together? What are you doing? You notice that John's cousin Jesus, who John baptized the other day, is coming toward you. Notice everything you can about him, what he's wearing, how tall he is, the expression on his face. It doesn't need to be historically accurate at all. What does he look like as he approaches you? You hear John say, "Behold, the Lamb of God." What do you make of this? What thoughts and feelings arise when you hear this declaration? You and the other disciple go after Jesus. He turns and asks you, "What are you looking for? How do you respond to this question? What do you say to Jesus? Let the conversation unfold naturally. Are you curious about Jesus and where he is from, what he is doing? He responds to your curiosity, spoken or not, by saying, "Come and you will see." Go with him. Where does he take you? Spend some time with him there. What do you do? As your time together comes to a close, Jesus says something to you, affirming who you are and your mission, like he affirmed Peter as the rock. What does he say to you? Before you close your prayer, spend a few moments in conversation, either continuing with Jesus or talking with the other disciple, sharing your thoughts and feelings about what happened and listening to what they have to say in response. And when you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.